This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here is what we're going to do today. Two stories to start us off. One global, really macro, big picture kind of thing. The other one also, as it happens, global, macro, and big picture. But each of them telling us something different about what our economic future might be. Story number one goes like this. In Wisconsin today, President Trump did a thing that politicians like to do, gold-toned shovel in hand. He presided at the groundbreaking for a huge new plant the electronics manufacturer Foxconn is building in Wisconsin. Foxconn, probably best known for building iPhones in China, of course. The plant is a $10 billion investment in the United States that Foxconn is making, which is a big number, yes. But the thing is that that kind of foreign direct investment, as it's known, it's actually been falling. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains what's going on here.
Foreign direct investment, say a new plant by a foreign firm like Foxconn, that's the kind of investment we're talking about here, as opposed to some kind of investor who merely buys stock in a U.S. company. The U.S. is still the largest destination for foreign direct investment in the world, but it fell 40% in 2017 compared to the year before.
We have to ask ourselves, is this just part of a global cycle, or is this a larger structural phenomenon?
Daniel Rosen is a partner with the Rhodium Group.
And there's serious reason to be concerned that this is a more structural change.
Rosen says companies might be deterred by recent efforts from the White House and Congress to limit foreign investment in high-tech industries. And then there's the tone of U.S. leadership.
The general anti-foreign attitude, nativistic attitude we're getting out of our leadership presently is generally off-putting to firms from outside the United States.
Ken Goldstein, a U.S. economist at the Conference Board, says companies are also wary of making long-term investments because of the president's trade policy.
These tariffs that are being proposed and implemented, this is changing people's opinions about where they want to source in their operations and where they want to trade to.
And the reason that matters, when companies invest here, they hire here. For example, that Foxconn plant, it's supposed to come with 13,000 new jobs for American workers. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.